Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I'm your host, Silwan, and it is awesome to be with y'all today. I want to begin with a simple question. What are you willing to change? Now, inherent in what are you willing to change would also be what are you willing to do to change? Change is not a simple thing. In a lot of ways, life, especially as we get older, is defined by our ability to look in the mirror and change what needs changed. And the more we can do that, usually the better and happier life is. The less we do that, the more likely we are to do something that's just a little bit less than living fully. Now, in the spirit of change, you've all probably heard of the paradigm or the paradigm shift. It was a phrase made famous in the 60s by Thomas Kuhn in his book, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. He made the idea of the paradigm famous, and it has impacted science and sociology and business and many things ever since. Now, what is a paradigm? Now, the dictionary definition of a paradigm would be this: a typical example or pattern of something, a pattern or model. Basically, something that we live by, a code, a pattern, a model, instructions for life. It could be anything. It could be mathematics. It could be mental health. It could be what you need to do to get a job. It could be what is expected of you in school. One way to look at a paradigm also might be a set of expectations that determine a pattern that we follow. Now, how did Kuhn define a scientific paradigm? Universally recognized scientific achievements that for a time provide model problems and solutions for a community of researchers. Now, the most important phrase in Kuhn's definition is for a time, because one of the purposes for his book and his study was to show people how paradigms change and how there are obstacles to change. And science itself doesn't usually progress in some nice, neat little progression. Science can come up against resistance. It usually takes individuals in science with new discoveries to press them on people, to get them to agree, to change, and to create new paradigms. To change a paradigm is not easy. It can be a lifelong pursuit. Now that I've given you sort of these general definitions of what a paradigm is, let me give you kind of an explicit example in my own life. Paradigm I had as a high school student. Growing up in the 80s, at the time I did, Wall Street going crazy, the economy going crazy, the Reagan Revolution. What was my paradigm in high school? I can remember it vividly. My paradigm was that success meant making a lot of money, living in a big house, and driving a Porsche. That's what it was. Even though I had lots of interests and lots of hobbies and went to church and I had faith and I had friends and lots of different beliefs, at the end of the day, when I would sit around dreaming about what it meant to live, what you were supposed to do when you got out of high school and go to college, what your life was supposed to look like, it was make a lot of money, live in a big house, drive a Porsche, have a pretty wife, a couple of kids. That was life. That paradigm was so ingrained in me. I can remember being an exchange student in Iceland. And there I am, 17 years old, one of the most beautiful places on earth. I was in the northern part of Iceland where I was near the Arctic Circle. It was the summer. It was light all the time. I mean, it was gorgeous. You can't even imagine how pretty it was with the ocean and the rocks and the mountains and the volcanoes and the waterfalls. I mean, you would look around and expect a little gnome to come hopping around a rock or some magical creature or prince or princess or something. And I'd be sitting there by myself looking out over that in the most wonderful place in the world. And you know what I was thinking about? That Porsche I wanted. That office job on Wall Street I wanted to get when I graduated from college with a business major. There I was in a place where it should have dawned on me, this is life. Life is simple. Why am I going after all these things that the world is telling me I need? And I'm not focused on the things that don't cost you anything. You just got to experience them. Love, nature, relationships. No, I wanted a car. That's how strong that paradigm was. To this day, I struggle with paradigms. I struggle with that. To this day, I can look at my incredible wife. I can look at my amazing children. Yet I can still judge myself by how nice my car is or isn't. You know, how well I'm able to keep up the house, how much money I have in the bank. It's hard to shake a paradigm. That's why it's hard to change. That's why it's hard to look in the mirror. Because even when we know better, even when we want to judge things the right way, it's hard to do. Now, that was kind of the basis of Kuhn's study. One of the principles in his book was that in a way, the more we know, the more likely we are to filter things through that paradigm, to overlook things that go against what we believe. That the more we know, the smarter that we are, the harder it is to change, to leave them behind. Think of all the things in our lives that are just paradigms on autopilot. Education, how we send our kids to school and what they do there. People living in suburbs. Why suburbs? You know, why a house that looks like your next door neighbor with a half an acre that, you know, you buy it because you're going to move out of it someday? Why retire at 65? Why don't you keep doing something you love? Why don't you get busy doing something else? Now, it doesn't mean something's wrong. It just means think of how many things we do just because, well, that's what you do. That's just what you do. You know, you go to preschool, you go to kindergarten, you go to school, you're 18, you go to college, you get a house in the suburbs, you get a bigger house, then you downsize, then you retire, then you go on a cruise, then you go to Florida, repeat. I mean, why is that? There's so many things in life you could do other than those things. Because it is hard to break free from paradigms. Now, what did Kuhn find? And this is important. This is why even just talking about it's a big deal. What Kuhn found that in his study of scientists who would get caught up in paradigms and overlook things that went contrary to what they wanted to believe was that almost the minute you realized that you could be victim to a paradigm, that you might be making things fit what you want them to believe, that the second you're able to do it, you can overcome it. You can see it. That a lot of times in his studies that when people were made aware of what they were overlooking, as long as they had an open mind, they can do something about it. Now, that is my challenge for you today. What is a paradigm in your life? What is something you do because you've always done it? That if you take a minute to reflect when you're done listening, if you were honest with yourself, you would say, that might not be the best thing I should be doing. There might be a better way to do that. There might be a better way to work out. There might be a better way to work. There might be a better way to spend my time. There might be a better way to share my faith. There might be a better way to raise my kids. There might be a better way to be in a relationship with the person I love. There might be a better way to handle anger. There might be a better way to handle my parents. Whatever it is. What is a paradigm that you kind of do it because you've always done it? And if you're honest with yourself, things would be better if you changed. Now, don't expect this to be easy. Things that are worthwhile never are. I want you to think of another paradigm that shifted. If you think about it, one of the ultimate paradigm shifters was Jesus. One could argue the primary purpose of the New Testament was shifting us from the paradigm of the Old Testament to a new one, to a better one. People were willing to die and give up everything for a new way to have a relationship with God that Jesus showed us. Change is not easy. Sometimes you got to sacrifice. Sometimes you got to do things that are hard. Sometimes you got to say things that are going to make people angry. It's not always easy. You probably would have already changed it if it was. Sometimes it's hard. I think one of the last things we know that Jesus said, "Today," said Jesus to the thief, as he was nailed to a cross, where many of the people that had listened to him didn't believe him and wanted to kill him. "Today, you will join me in paradise." That's a new paradigm, folks. Everybody didn't go along with it. Everybody wasn't happy about it. Everybody didn't want to hear it. If you're going to change paradigms, if you're going to change people's attitudes, it's not going to be easy. If you're going to change yourself and look in the mirror, it's not going to be easy. To discover what that is easy, because you know. The hard part is that next step. Now, if you aren't at least a little uncomfortable in what it is you want to change, you aren't trying hard enough. Looking in the mirror should make you uncomfortable. That might even be a good way to ask yourself, what is the paradigm that I need to change? What is the thing I'm doing that makes me uncomfortable? And then do something about it. Changing a paradigm starts with looking in the mirror and being aware of it. That's it. So today, I hope you'll join me in changing a paradigm. Till next time, I want you to aim high, spread your wings, and keep your eyes on the things that matter. I'm your host, Silouan. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Silouan.com. That is Silouan, Silouan.com. Until your next visit on the Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Silouan Green.